This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that while Knox issued building permits last year, there are no records of building inspection reports. Leif Engstrom, chief auditor for the City of Albany, made a Freedom of Information Law request to the town of Knox about the hours that Dan Sherman works as Knox's building inspector, since he also works full-time as the senior building inspector for the City of Albany. Sherman made $65,166 in overtime on a base salary of $48,486 in 2016, and as a part-time Knox employee, another $9,522 in salary and no requirement to document his hours. So Engstrom submitted a Freedom of Information Law request to Knox for the time and date of Sherman's inspections, but the town reported back there were no records of inspection reports in 2016. Town Supervisor Vasilios Lefkaditis said, quote, "We absolutely do the required inspection. What it revealed was that our record keeping was lacking," end quote. Lefkaditis also said the board discussed the, quote, "personnel," end quote, issue in executive session and also discussed changing town policies in that meeting, which would seem to violate the public meetings law. Robert Freeman, chairman of the New York State Committee on Open Government, said that if personnel refers to a discussion of policy, the board discussion should be public, not in closed session. The town also delayed fulfilling the FOIL request, first appealing the request, which the town clerk thought meant denied. Lefkaditis also said that he's not sure if there are missing records of reports in other years. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that for the first time ever, the Dutchess County Legislature may censure a legislator if a vote Monday, July 10th, goes against legislator Joel Tiner. On July 6th, the legislature's Government and Administration Committee voted unanimously to advance a resolution to censure Tiner for a comment they say was offensive to a county employee. Tiner, Democrat of Clinton, has refused to apologize. Speaking against a county takeover of the City of Poughkeepsie bus system, Tiner said County Department of Public Works Commissioner Robert Balkind, who is Jewish, was, quote, "following orders like the Germans 70 years ago," end quote. The resolution also says the county's Human Rights Commission should investigate Tiner's comment and if it violated existing county policies on equal employment opportunity and human rights. The story says, quote, "According to Tiner, when pressed about changes to the bus routes, Balkind said, well, the bus schedules have been printed. These are the routes for the next 3 months." At that point, Tiner said he responded, "Wow, Bob, just following orders like the Germans 70 years ago," end quote. The Dutchess County Legislature meets at 6:30 p.m. at the County Office Building, 22 Market Street in Poughkeepsie. There is a live webcast on the legislature's website. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Cook Political Report, a nonpartisan group that analyzes elections, on July 7th moved the 19th congressional district from a lean Republican to a toss-up. The report says of incumbent John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, quote, "Despite his long tenure in upstate politics, Faso was one of just 15 Republicans to win by single digits in 2016, and he did so against a very liberal, carpetbagging Democrat. Now he's facing a deluge of opponents. Democrats are perhaps most high on West Point graduate and Iraq veteran Pat Ryan, but the dynamic could change if 2016 nominee Zephyr Teachout or Ulster County Executive Mike Hine get in," end quote. And the Daily Freeman reports that Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of Hudson, announced some state funding for Hudson and Claverick libraries in her assembly district, the 106th. She announced $88,793 for the Claverack Free Library to expand the new library being developed in a repurposed fire station, and $5,259 is going to the Hudson Area Association Library to renovate its history room and administrative offices. The entire Mid-Hudson Library system also was awarded $20,000 for summer reading programs at 16 public libraries in the 106th Assembly District. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.